Shalom, everybody.
Morning.
Let's just get that cleared up. Okay, fine. Background noise. Just make space here. Okay, fine. So yeah, I just want to finish off that last bit on Chelek Beis, which is Chiddush Olam. He ties it up very beautifully. I don't know if we saw this last week or not, but either way, we have to see it again. He ties it up very beautifully, and then you'll see this doesn't just yes, for your sod, there's your sod here, which you can apply everywhere. But it's essential revelation is on Shabbos, but it's something that's relevant all week as well. So I'm gonna look here on the Chof, the last paragraph, their base. We spoke last week about the two different dynamics. The one's called Vayochel Vayishpois. Vayochel is Hashem stops creating the world. Then there's a Yishpois, there's a Shvisa. We saw them as two separate stages in the Kiddush as well. Vayechula Shamayim Vaaretz, Vayechal Elokim Vayishpois. It's always two separate things. Those were the two manifestations of Malchus that we've spoken about a lot. We're going to go back to it in Perek Beis. He's going to put it into correct perspective now. Let's just take this slowly. Yesh po dvarim ma'od amok, but very, very useful and powerful and practical as well. He says, however, in the truth of the matter, in the depths of the subject, it's not like that. And here we come to the essential foundation and depths of what Shabbos is. The Vayochel and the Vayishpois, those two constructs, or anhagas, they're not two separate things, the one above the other. They're one thing. Because now we have to see what that means, because that's everything, that's not what we've been saying up to now. Shehavi yishbois atzmoi kubehechlach mikoyach haviyochel. Shehavi yishbois atzmoi kubehechlach. It has to happen mikoyach haviyochel. When you have a viyochel, automatically you get a viyishbois. What gives birth to the viyishbois, so to speak, is the viyochel. Shearei, kivin sheviyochel v'nifschar yitzirus olam. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Yom HaShvi'i stops with Yetziras Ha'olam, there's a hafsaka, there's a stop in Briyas Ha'olam. He created the world in 6 days. V'yachal Elokim by Yom HaShvi'i. He stops creating the world. Nimtzeh Sha'olam hu mechudash. The outcome of that is that the world's mechudash. If it can stop, it means it was started. That means it was created in the beginning. Yesh Mi'ayin. Someone created it. V'yachal Elokim. That's the obvious conclusion. If you see something end, it must have had a beginning. So how did it have a beginning? When before that there was just Ein Sof Baruch Hu, there was nothing other than Hashem. It must be that Hashem created it. If he created it, that means there's nothing other than his Rotson willing it into existence, because it has no intrinsic existence. If you create something, it has no existence of its own. It was created. It didn't always exist. It doesn't have a so-called right to exist. It was created. So Hashem's Rotson is willing it into existence. That's the Vayochel. Now you know that the world's Mechudash. Nimtze sheha metziyus ha'emitis. Therefore it comes out that this is mamash everything. Sheha metziyut ha'emitis. The genuine reality. V'hagdoras chifetze shel kol chifetz bo'ilov. If you don't know what the correct definition, the gedder of every physical thing in the world is, but I mean everything. It's the crystallization of the Rotzon Hashem. It's taking Hashem's Rotzon, whatever that is, that's not physical, it's something we don't know what that is, but it's something, and it crystallizes, it becomes Gashmiyut in this world. That's what everything in the world is. It's Rotzon Hashem. But it's Rotzon Hashem that has a physical form. Everything. Everything is just Rotzon Hashem. There is nothing that's outside of Rotzon Hashem, because Hashem created the world Yesh Me'ayin. what caused the world to be created was Hashem's Ratzon. Then the Dibur and then the process. Okay, but what started the process was Hashem's Ratzon. That means if Hashem would change his Ratzon, then it would look different. If Hashem would stop thinking about it and stop willing it into existence, it would cease to exist. Because it has no independent existence outside of Hashem. Therefore, everything you see in the world is there because Hashem wants it to be there. That's clear. It changes the way you look at the world. And I'll give you, I just want to finish this and I'll share if Dester looks at this. I think you might have spoken about it before, but it's good to look at it again. So kol chayv b'se'olam, his gashmi is rotzen Hashem. Nimtza she'ein kan metzius olam klal. There is no metziut of a world. That doesn't mean the world's not real. Let's just get this clear. It's a big, big discussion. Aluf Shah Gimel and the Nefesh HaChaim goes into this. It doesn't mean the world's not real. Well, but 1 second, you just said there's no metzius of the world. The world's just rotzen Hashem. There's nothing. It's all just Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. There is no world. There's no table. There is no Zoom. There's no nothing. It's all just Hashem. Yeah? So then you should be able to say Shema Yisrael in the toilet as well. But the Nefesh HaChaim goes into all the riches that we see that it's not real, but it's real. That's one of the hardest sugyas you'll ever have to understand. I'm not going to that now. There's not even kedah to try and work it out. The bottom line is that the world's real because Hashem wills it into existence, but it's not real in the way we understand it to be real. You want, we can learn the Nefesh HaChaim Shah Gimel together. I don't mind. Happy to do that. Just not because I understand it, but if we learn it together, maybe we'll get some understanding of it. But the bottom line is, and that's a big sheresh of a big part of the machlokes between the Baal Shem Tov and the Vilna Gaon, which I don't know if Tats once gave a whole shiur why you can't even understand that machlokes. So I'm not going to try and understand the sugya, how real, what real. We don't know what the word real means. But what he's saying here is that the world doesn't have a metziyut outside the Ratzon Hashem. All you have in the world is the Ratzon Hashem that crystallizes via the Dibur of Hashem. So Shabbos is not just a world where Hashem, so to speak, is like a visitor and he comes into the world. Because we said on Shabbos, the reality of Hashem is more apparent. When there's a V'yish bois, then you see Hashem more clearly. It means Hashem's in the world now more than he was before. You see more clearly. There's that as well, for sure, but that's not all it is. The whole world has a Kedusha, what's called Kedusha Hashem. There's Kedusha Hashem in the world. Because what gets clarified through Shabbos, because what becomes clear on Shabbos, which is not that clear during the week, but what becomes boru on Shabbos, is that everything, the heavens, the earth, the stars, the sun, the moon, akol, whatever's in the seas, everything. There's a shemesh because there's a rotzen Hashem, there should be a shemesh. And there's little creepy, crawly things because there's a Ratzon Hashem, there should be those things. And there's apples on the tree because there's Ratzon Hashem, there should be apples. None of those things have their own independent existence. They're there because that's what Hashem's Ratzon is. In other words, they are Hashem's Ratzon. When you see an apple, you see an apple. But if you use your seichel, you understand that apple didn't just drop out of the sky. That apple's there and it's growing and developing and doing what it's doing. The untold complex chemical reactions that are taking place inside a tree and an apple to make an apple, that's all Ratzon Hashem. On Shabbos, that becomes boru. She's boru al yaday Shabbos. Haim ritzoni is borach. Kidva kotshe shiye lechem. The piece of challah on your table tonight is a dover kodosh of the Ratzon Hashem, that there should be chal on your table tonight. That's what that chal is. Nimtze, chal shvisev gemura kol mahus olam mitzad atzmai. It comes out that the entire world, the way we look at it and see it as teva, on Shabbos is completely shavas. That perception we have of reality is shavas. The world doesn't look different. When you look outside, there's a tree and everything looks the same as it does during the week. Nachon? You go outside, you look at the tree looks like the same tree that it did yesterday. We don't see it. But our perception inside of ourselves, our understanding of that reality on Shabbos, it's much easier to see, much clearer to see, and more borrow that the tree is not a tree. The tree is just Ratzon Hashem. But there's a tree. The Ratzon Hashem is that there should be a tree. Not that there's not a tree. Don't try and walk through that tree. You'll get a bump on your head. That there's a Ratzon Hashem that should be a tree. Yeah, then there's a Ratzon Hashem that if you bump your head against the tree, you get a bump. But you don't see a piece of wood that has its own independent existence. You see the Ratzon Hashem, that tree's there because Hashem's willing it to grow, and the whole complexity of that edifice is all Ratzon Hashem. That's Hashem. That on Shabbos is much easier to see, much easier to get in touch with that, because there's a v'yachol, and the yachol gives rise to a v'yishbois. When there's a v'yishbois, you see reality the way it is. The essence of everything now is just covered Shemayim. Jim says, everything I created, the world was to reveal my covered. When do you see that? When do you see the Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Soy? Malo Olo, it's called a Kvoidoy. When do you see that clear? When is that borrow on Shabbos? Because there's a Shvisa. Now he says something which you can take away. It sounds lovely, the words are nice. The whole Musa Seder in what he's going to say in two lines. The Gilu now of Shabbos, and the Gilu that is Chidush HaOlam, means Hashem created the world, Yesh Mayim, everything in the world is only Ratzon Hashem, there's nothing that exists independently of Hashem. Kisa Kvoido Einu Rak B'Shamayim Emal. The Kisa covered, whatever that is, it's not just in Shamayim up there, high up there somewhere. V'Shchinus Uzo Einu Dafka B'Gvei Meroimim. Hashem's the ois, the power, the strength of Vishkin is not just up in the Shemayim. Ele kisa kvoide vishkinus uize itanu kan. Is down here with us. We call chayfet ba'oilam u kisa le kvoide yisparach. Everything in the world is a kisa covered for Hashem yisparach. Because in everything in the world, you can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means Hashem rests, so to speak. What's a throne? The throne is where the king sits. It means the king rests upon the throne. It means everything in the world is a place where Hashem's Ratzon rests. So if you use your seichel, Shara Bechina, let's say, for example, and you look at the world correctly with seichel, then you'll see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sitting on that apple and on that tree and on that heaven and that star and on that cockroach. It's all just a way of Hashem being revealed in the world. It means there's nothing in the world except Hashem. We know that. We said Shema Yisrael not long ago. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem is infinite. If he's infinite, then everything in the world is just a gilu of his Ratzon. So I might have mentioned this once before. Rav Dessler brings us, is if you would see, you'd be going for a walk past the in Beit Shemesh there, there's a Beit HaKfaros, there's the cemetery there. So you're going for a walk on afternoon and you get very tired. So there's a bench. So you sit down on the bench to have a rest. And you're sitting there, you're looking at the view over the mountains. Very pretty there. And suddenly you notice one of the quarim starting to shake. And you see the sand moving, whatever. And you see a skeleton sitting bolt upright in the cavern. And slowly, slowly, the thing starts growing. Flesh and sinew and arteries and veins and it covers itself with skin and some hair grows, whatever, and the thing gets up and walks away. So you understand that you just witnessed a miracle, right? If you haven't fainted, you're still awake and alive and you're still there, you recognize that you just experienced a miracle, correct? You just saw Tchias HaMeisim. That's a poshut miracle, nachon? Now, while you're sitting there, you happen to notice there's a tree. On your right-hand side, there's an oak tree. And you think to yourself, one second, how did that oak tree get here? A little seed fell into the ground, rotted, became completely disintegrated, and from that grew an oak tree. It didn't happen as quickly as the Tchias HaMeisim. If you had a speed camera there and you put the camera in the park, one of these speed cameras that National Geographic use, you'd see the process happening. You'd see this thing going into the ground, rotting, nothing left of the seed. And then from there, it grows out a tree, the exact same tree that the seed came from. So I would ask you, is that a miracle? You'll tell me, no, that's teva. That happens all the time. That we see that's the way the world works. That's nature. Correct? But if you think about it carefully, you'll see that there's no difference between those two events. There's no difference. Both those two events are exactly the same thing. Something went into the ground, rotted, disintegrated, till there was nothing left of it. And then it sprouted out anew, the same thing that went into the ground and rotted. So why do we see the one as a miracle and the one as teva? Because the one happens all the time. And when something happens all the time, you look for cause and effect. You look at the world as it is, and you start saying, well, it's like this because of this and because of this. Like the Dubna Magid's marshal with the archer. This guy says he can always hit the bullseye from 100 meters. Always. Never missed in his world. Life. Never, ever. Never missed. Never, never, ever, ever. It's impossible. How do you do that? Very easy. You shoot the arrow and then you paint the target around the arrow. Yeah, you know the famous marshal of the Dubna Magid, yeah? So that's what's happening here. You have the teva already, so you analyze the teva and you see how it works. So when something's happening all the time, you find a cause and effect for it. You don't go back to the ultimate source. You stop short of the source. But you find a cause and effect. You make interesting new words called photosynthesis and all sorts of interesting words, which are good words to use. I'm not saying not, but you understand that for the Tres Amesim, you don't have words yet. Because it only happened once. You have no way to come up with cause and effect. So even Mesuvah. The tree happens all the time. So Zet Teva. Comes out the only difference between the skeleton case and the tree case is a number. That's all. The difference between Teva and Nais is a number. Things that happen all the time, we look for cause and effect. We don't see the miracle. We don't see the Yad Hashem. Things that happen very rarely. So there we go. Oh, miracle. But they're exactly the same thing. Now, if you understand that, you understand a little bit about what he's saying here. During the week, we run through the week. We're doing what we're doing during the week. So you see the world. It's cause and effect. This happens there. This goes, yeah, you do this. That happened. Blah, blah, blah. Come Shabbos. Now you're able to understand that all that teva you saw is not teva anymore. On Shabbos, you have the opportunity, first of all, because of the Kedusha of Shabbos and whatever, but even just talking practice, mamash main day, if you're not running around and chasing and looking and going and schmeitzing and whatever, when you just keep quiet, you're able to see that Noichi Hashem Elokecha much easier. It's happening in the Kedusha of Shabbos for sure. I'm not saying not. Just even practically, you can see why. Because you have time to contemplate. You have to think. During the week, you haven't got time. You're running around. You're schmaltzing it. On Shabbos, you step back. You understand the reality. There's no difference between Tchias HaMeisim and a tree growing in the garden. That rose and the Tchias HaMeisim and Tchias Yamsuf and the sun. And it's all just Ratzon Hashem. It's all nice. It's all miracle. There is no teva. That's the avoid of Shabbos. That's the muhus of Shabbos. That's what you can grasp on Shabbos if you allow Shabbos to be. If you don't frettle away your Shabbos doing other things. That's why for a lot of people, Shabbos is very painful because you can't run around and you can't step out of nature, and nature is not functioning on Shabbos. So, you know, and you can't run out and play tennis and put on the television and do all sorts of things to distract yourself from reality. So Shabbos can be very painful for people. But if you understand this, the Shabbos is glorious. Shabbos, you're able to see reality the way it is. Understand reality the way it is and enjoy yourself doing it. Hashem wants you to enjoy yourself. Dress nicely, eat nicely, everything. And in that mode, you see reality. So that's some of the ideas that comes out of Chiddush HaOlam. If Hashem created the world, Yesh Me'ayin, then the world is Kulu Rotzon Hashem. The Nefesh HaChaim also points out, sorry?
There a difference for a Talmid Racham between the week and Shabbos? You know, he sees the reality also during the week because he's more focused on...
Not just the Talmud Chacham. Anybody who wants, can listen to a Avigdor Miller Shia, you can listen to a Shimshon Pinkas Shia, you can open up a Shara B'tochem in Shara, a Chovis Lavavis in Shara B'china. And you can, during the week, all the time, you can be training yourself more and more and more to see reality the way it is. You don't have to wait for Shabbos. But on Shabbos, you can't help seeing it. Yeah. If you're in touch with Shabbos, you can't help see it. because that is the essence on Shabbos. During the week, it's hidden. You want to megale it, you can megale it with your seichel all the time. When you're learning Torah, by the way, you see this. The Sefer Chinuch, it's very interesting. The Sefer Chinuch says, how do you mekayem, how do you come to Avos Hashem? How do you come to Avos Hashem? Because there's a mitzvah of Avos Hashem. So how do you get to Avos Hashem? So the Chinuch says, if you'll be zboinen in Torah, automatically you'll come to Avos Hashem. Zboinen in Torah. The Rambam, in the Yad HaChazakah, in the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam says the same thing as the Chinuch. But in the Yad HaChazakah, in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam says, how do you come to Avos Hashem? He says, if you'll be mizboinen na'olam, you'll look at the world, you'll see Hashem's deeds, you'll see the way Hashem runs his world, you'll also automatically, you'll come to Avos Hashem. There's no machlokes here. You can see the Rambam brings down the Chinuch, mizboinen in Torah. It's from a Sifri. Mizboinen in the Torah brings you to Avos Hashem. Being mizboinen in the world brings you to Avos Hashem. Avram didn't have Torah, so he worked out Torah from the world. We don't understand the world, so we work out the world from Torah. It's all because why? Because Hashem was mistakul boraisa ubar olamoy. The world and the Torah is the same thing. They're not two separate worlds. They're the same thing. Everything in Torah is in the world, and everything in the world is in Torah. They're all the same thing. Obviously, different levels of hitgashmut, of crystallization. The Torah is more abstract. The world is more real. But I mean, real, the way we use the word real, it's more physical, let's say. That's a better word. Nachon? So if you look at the two brochas we say before Shema, what are the two brochas we say before Shema? What is Shema? Shema is v'ahavta Hashem Elokecha. So you say two brochas before Shema, not just on Shabbos, every day. The first bracha is Yoytza Moiris. But look at the world. Look at the sky. Look at the heavens. Look at the stars. And Mizboyen and Miyasait calls it. Who made all of this? What's the second bracha? Avarabba. Because of Torah. So there's the two approaches, the two ways of getting to Avos Hashem that the ancients of Torah put into the Siddur. The Hachana for Shema. Because what are the brachas? What are the brachas before Kriya Shema? The Hachana, the preparation for the Shema. When you get to Shema, you have to be able to say, V'ahavta Hashem. How do you do that? Mizboinen in the Bria and Mizboinen in Torah. They're the two Mahalkin of the Chinuch and the Rambam of how you get to Avos Hashem. So that you have to do during the week as well. But on Shabbos, that's the Metziut. During the week, it's Kaviyochel, it's hidden. You have to Megalah, it's much harder to be Megalah. On Shabbos, you achieve it in a different way. On Shabbos, you achieve it Vayishbos. You stop creating. We do our own vayachal. We don't do the 39 malachas. We stop creating. When you stop creating, the world speaks to you. You hear the reality automatically. But during the week, you see it as well. You don't have to be Talmud Chacham. You don't have to be Talmud Chacham. You just have to use your seichel. Rav Wasserman said, if you want to see Hashem in a tree, sitting there and meditating on a tree for 100 years won't get you to see Hashem in the tree. No lights are going to start shining out of the tree and whatever. That's not what's going to happen. But if you use your seichel, you can see Hashem in a tree within minutes. Just look at what a tree is. Look how it grows. Look at the roots. Look at the complexity. Look, it produces fruit. It provides a home for insects. It provides wood for building, for heating. It burns. It provides shade. When the leaves fall off, it produces compost so that the ground can get rich and enriched with nutrients that it needs so you can grow better. There's a whole factory going on in a tree. Just in the seed of an apple, never mind the whole tree, in the seed of an apple, the computer program for the seed of an apple has to be more complex than the computer program that held the plants for the Twin Towers. No, so if you sit down and use your seichel and you analyze what's going on in the world, you see Hashem in the world. But then it gets hidden again and hidden again. It's a continual struggle. That's why the Chovos HaLevavos wrote a whole perek called Shara Bechina. It teaches you how to look at the world and see the Chochmah of the Boiri in the world. When you see the Chochmah of the Boiri in the world, so that's exactly what we're talking about. Then your whole week becomes Shabbos. Nachinami. But Shabbos is Shabbos. Shabbos, it happens automatically. That's the Mohus of the world. Yeah, it's easier. I'm using very, very I'm using very basic words here. I'm trying to be very down to earth and human. These are very complex sugyas. But I'm just saying it's easier to see it. You don't have to put that much effort in. You see it because you're not busy with everything else. The mind's clear. And that's not so easy to do, by the way. A lot of people spend their Shabbos talking about what they're going to do next week and what they did last week and blah, 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 blah. And they frettle away their Shabbos with just untold talking and talking. And if you point it out to them, they'll tell them, "Zeh oinek Shabbos sheli." Okay, I'm not going to argue with them. "Zeh lo oinek Shabbos shelem." B'seder. But they were great people, and you have to know, you've got to be careful. You can go over a whole lot of Issa derises by doing this, so you have to be careful how you do that. But the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva never spoke on Shabbos. Never spoke on Shabbos. Divrei Torah, yes. But anything else, you ask him how you're feeling, he would nod his head, he wouldn't speak. He wouldn't talk. Now, you have to be the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva to know how to do that without being over a whole bunch of Issa derises. Your wife doesn't see you the whole week and she wants to talk to you on Shabbos and you go, you're not the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva. Fine. You're not the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva. I'm saying that you have to, I'm not bringing that because you should imitate that. I'm bringing that just to show that there's certain sensitivity that one has to Shabbos. So you have to find your own little pinprick where you're going to start opening up some kind of a focus into Shabbos. But just the awareness of it, I think, is already a big step in the right direction. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem, next week we'll take everything we've done up to now and we're going to plug that back. You'll see it's very amazing. We're going to go back to Malchus, but we're going to see it from a completely different perspective, and it'll open up another, peel off another layer of the onion. That's all we're doing. We're just seeing a little more insight. So that's what's happening on Shabbos. Malchus is happening on Shabbos. The Choson's walking into the wedding hall on Shabbos. That's there. And now it's much easier. It's much more clear what the reality of the world is. The piece of bread on your table is no longer just a piece of bread. It's no longer just a beautiful matana from Hashem. It's a chesed from Hashem. It's genius. It's brilliant. It's that as well, for sure, but it's more than that. It's the kisei kovod that the Shekhinah is sitting on. Because when you look at the bread, you see Ratzon Hashem. The Seder, we should be zoichet to at least. You'll tell me on Metz Hashem Yom Rishon, you'll tell me how it went. You'll try, Bezrat Hashem. It's a very odd day because Shabbos is a day when the family gets together. When if this is not a day, it's much easier to do Shabbos during the week. You're in the Beis Midrash, you're alone. The phone doesn't ring. You're completely cut off from everybody. You don't have to deal with the kids, the grandkids, the schools, the blah, blah, blah. So then it's easy. Come Shabbos, suddenly you have to deal with all the things going on in the world. Everybody comes back and everyone starts sending you stories. Oh, they've got this problem, this one happened, this one happened there. You make a mental note to call them and a Helen to talk to this one. Or what about, and the kids are screaming and shouting. And it's a whole, you know, it's a whole, and in there you have to be holy and kadosh. It's much easier to be holy and kadosh during the week than it is on Shabbos sometimes. You know, Shabbos, everyone's in this little room and everyone's sitting around the Suda and everyone's got his needs and whatever. And it's a very difficult day. You've got young kids, you know, and you're tired, you're exhausted, and you know, whatever. Everybody knows Shabbos is a hard day. But that's what's going on in the background. That's what's happening. The whole world's different. The whole essence is different. Okay. So have a good Shabbos. That's what
okay, can I tell you. Have a good Shabbos. Thank you. Bye.